Megan Fun of Sports is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older. Hello, everybody, and welcome on into this week's edition of Megan Fun of Sports. I am Megan Connolly, joined by our lying, cheating Megan Gailey. And before we get to our morons, our menches, our NFL thoughts, all of the things that you listen to this podcast for, we have to address the elephant in the room, and that is that Megan Gailey and I are fighting.
I didn't lie. I did not pick the Browns. I have it. I can go back. Listen, I thought when you said lie, I thought you were going to call me a lioness. I thought we had moved past this, but it was, listen, you can call me a liar. I have lied in my life and I'm sure I'll lie today, but I was shocked and a little hurt by the amount of engagement that the amount of time and effort that went into making that video, and then how much the listeners really seemed to respond to it. I was hoping it'd be a flop, and it was not.
No, hats off to Mikey Meatballs. He did a wonderful job. And while making that video, he watched every single one of your stand-up specials and stand-up clips. So the numbers are up on those as well.
I haven't heard from him. He hasn't said, hey, you're funny. So I'm a little worried.
How this all started was we knew that Megan was not accepting the results of when we tied in our extra points pick'em, was not accepting the results because she allegedly did not pick the Browns. Just 1 week later.
Because I would not in this year of 2022.
No. 1 week later, Megan Gailey was our extra points podcast biggest loser.
Yeah.
And it showed that she won two games. She went 2-11.
Not good.
When in reality, she went 1-12 just
even
1 week after blackmailing and calling out Mikey Meatballs and saying that you don't accept his results. So we had to take matters into our own hands and let the people know what you did.
But I'm on his side. He said the website was glitching. And the thing is, I'm not who said, if I'm going to lie and say I went 2-10, don't you think I'm going to say I went 10-2? Like 2-10, that's an embarrassing lie. So to go 1-11, I don't run the internet. You see what a difficult time I have even getting set up for this podcast. There's no way for me to rig it. I can't.
I think your dad is buying you wins and more comedy specials.
My dad's retired. I'm cut off, okay? I had to buy my own house like a loser, like an absolute loser. I'm out here in LA. Oh, my dad bought my house. My aunt died. I got a house. What the? I got my whole family alive, and I had to buy my own house, and I'm pissed off about it.
Well, now that we addressed our elephant in the room, I'm not really mad at you, but I did have a lot of fun with Mikey creating that video.
I want to submit it to the Golden Globes. I think we should do a 4-year consideration. Megan Gailey is a liar because, listen, tough time for white women. And the way you framed it, I kill this. That's what I said. I said, kill this. And it was about me. And
your hair did look really good in them. Yeah. And I loved all the intertwinings and the headlines. You know, we had Will Smith is involved in this controversy. Ugh. We had a lot going on.
I love Will. I miss Will. Will, I hope you're doing well. Always been on your side. Always been on your side.
One of the few who has remained on Will's side.
Exactly.
All right, so we shall dive in. We'll get to it. Let's, we'll get to how we start this podcast all the time with our morons and our menches. Do you want to start?
I actually want Eddie to start because Eddie's moron reminded me of my moron. So Eddie, you're the king today.
Well, thank you for letting me go first. My moron is it's happy for me because of how it turned out. But initially, it gave me quite a scare. I told Sal I was very close to quitting and working for Enterprise Rental Car because I have to leave sports altogether if Aaron Judge left the New York Yankees. Luckily, Well, to paint the picture for those who didn't see, John Heyman tweeted yesterday. He's I would say one of the more prominent MLB insiders. Most think, and I definitely agree with this, he's a mouthpiece to the agents. And this is kind of what happened here, mm-hmm. that I think somebody in the camp said to tweet this out, to kind of push this process along. And he tweeted out Aaron Judge to the Giants, and then had obviously fixes the typo in the next tweet and read Aaron Judge to the Giants. And then another beat report from the
Arson.
Bear.
I'm sorry. I thought Arson was another baseball player. Okay, carry on. My bad.
Maybe. And then there was another beat writer from the Bay Area. I believe her name was Sue. I'm not going to attack her. And first name Susan. You can look her up if you care enough. But she was tweeting like Giants players and team staff think he's coming here. So all this like smoke is happening, and I'm like, my face turns white, my lips are pale. I'm like, I'm going to vomit. I'm like breaking down into a cold sweat. I'm like, they really lost this guy. Like, they lost this guy who should have been a captain, who would have been following the same footsteps of Derek Jeter. Hopefully they can win a World Series, you know, in the next few years. And I'm like, you're now the Kansas City Royals. You are now the Pittsburgh Pirates. You let your guy go. You're no longer the Yankees. And I was having, like, going just through a whirlwind.
Existential crisis.
And which is also now my mensch of the week is Aaron Judge, who did agree this morning very early, a 9-year deal, $360 million with the Yankees. But that was an insane way. And basically, like, and they get the moron because, like, don't tweet rumblings. Don't tweet hearsay. Don't worry about being first. Worry about being correct. And you clearly were wrong about stuff. And the even funniest part about this was Aaron Judge flew into San Diego, not for the winter meetings. He flew in to literally meet with the San Diego Padres about a 10-year, $400 million deal. So it's like these people not like saying, oh, he's going to be a Giant. It seems like the Padres are also very, very much in on him, not just the Yankees. So they were so off base about all this stuff. It's just a really poor job, and they won't be held accountable. I think actually the beat writer from San Francisco is actually saying, like, you know, I'm allowed to report this kind of stuff. I don't think you are. I think your job is to report the news, and you're verified for a reason. You work for a major outlet for a reason, and you now trick your entire fan base into thinking that guy was going there, and you did them a real big disservice. So total big moron move. By you, Susan, by you, John Heyman, who's always a mouthpiece, and just for making Yankees fans like, I mean, it was as bad as it can get. And luckily, he's the mensch because he did stay and he signed there, and all is well.
Okay, well, I'm very happy
congrats.
For you.
Yes.
And I was very concerned because I saw the news early. I'm here on East Coast time. I saw it around 8 a.m. my time. I was like, oh, Eddie is going to wake up and have the best day ever because Aaron Judge, he gets to hang out with Megan and I. It's going to be
Megan
great.
Megan and I, yes.
And you were already tweeting 8 a.m. That's pretty early. That's 5 a.m. your time.
Well, I was jealous because you said that you saw it when you went to get up to go to the bathroom, now back to bed. But I was up being a mother, and I was like, damn, I want to go pee and go back to bed.
I didn't really go back to bed. I tried to, and I was just very tossing and turning to the point where, like, I woke up Jade, and we have a king bed, big bed, and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, Aaron Judge is a Yankee. And she's like, okay. And I'm like, all right, I'm still on my phone scrolling. So I try to go back to sleep, but not well. But yeah, I did see it at like 5:45.
Yeah.
Time. You go back to sleep and dream of winning the World Series. What a great start to your day. Very happy for you, Eddie. But I agree. I mean, nobody is held accountable anymore. You can pretty much just say whatever story you want and it's fine. So,
well, and I will accept some of the blame that it's like we are obsessed with knowing and following and being tapped in. Like, there's such a thirst for it, and so that they're just kind of feeding the frenzy that we end up being a part of too. So I was like, I don't have a moron, and then when Eddie told us his moron, I go, yes, I do. So this whopping Andrew Luck article came out yesterday, written by ESPN's Seth Wickersham, who got the interview because he's a great skier, which I'm like, I think that I can make the case that white men are doing just fine. But so they ski together. Great. I read the article last night, and it really, you know, I had to let it wash over me. A lot of the things I felt I knew, for those of you that have not been following me since Andrew Luck retired, I was always on his side. Like, I just was. Like, he's a smart man. He has his own agency. Whatever he wants to do is what he wants to do. And I think this article did sort of help spell it out. So my moron is Adam Schefter, because it comes out in the article that the team knew, that his teammates knew for a little bit, not weeks, but a little bit, like that it was coming to an end and that he was going to retire. Adam Schefter got the news and reported it while the Colts were still playing in that preseason game where Luck was on the sideline in street clothes, which led to Colts fans booing him as he left the field, which I think is probably one of the things that hurt him the most, if not the thing that hurt him the most. And he says in the article, he's like, I felt the mood in Lucas Oil change, and I could tell it's already out. And then he had to take the podium with tears in his eyes. And I think in the same way that this sort of was done to, I'm putting in quotes, Brady, like they end up taking these moments away from the athletes where it's like, this was obviously someone going through something and like very difficult for him and a massive life-changing decision. Let him do it in his own time, Adam. Like, what good is it for you to be the one to quote unquote break this story so this beloved human being gets booed in the town that he's brought wonderful things to? Just wait. You can't wait 15 minutes and it changes the whole trajectory of how Andrew feels. So it really, he's my moron. I'm still mad at him. And he does this frequently.
Yes, to the point where I wonder if it's almost a boss, you know, telling him absolutely has to, which isn't right by any means. But I mean, whatever you're stepping away from, even if you've been the school janitor for 30 plus years, you should be able to go out on your own terms, whatever those may be. And the fact that moment was taken away from Luck, and to your point that he was booed and didn't really get to explain in his words to the fans
why and how, it's very, very unfortunate. And I think it, like, even this morning, I was FaceTiming my parents so they could see Conrad. And I go, you got to read the Andrew Luck article. And my dad goes, barf. Like, it's like, there's still I have a brother not over it.
And I'm in that camp too. I felt as if he turned his back on the Colts franchise.
Yeah, and I never felt that way. And so I've been like constantly trying to be like, no, come over here. Come over to the side of therapy. I tweeted last night, anyone who booed Andrew Luck needs therapy. And I stand by that. Like, look within yourself. Look within yourself. Okay, Megan, you go.
My moron of the week, I really would like Eddie to play a clip to help me with this. It was Boston Celtics coach Joe Mazzulla. He is the new head coach. Obviously, we know what happened to Ime Udoka. We've covered it on this podcast. But if you have not been following the news, the Royals, that is not Megan and Harry, right? Yeah. It is Kate and what is her husband?
William. Name?
William, thank you. I'm not a very big...
Remember when he was the biggest hunk in the world, and then it's like, whew, you lose hair. And the thing is, we know there's hair, like, surgery now. I'm like,
why
Prince
doesn't
William.
He get hair plugs?
Well, I don't know if now he's like, oh, it's too late.
Oh,
like,
it's way too late.
Did he need to get in there at, like, 22? And he was like, no, I'll be fine. I think that's maybe what happened.
He could do the Urlacher surgery, though. Those billboards for that thing all over Chicago. Do
LeBron, William, go in together... But go get a Habs discount for doing some billboards and we're good to go.
My moron is any rich man who refuses to get hair plugs. Just kidding.
What are we doing? I'm getting Botox.
Listen, men, you look great gray. Men
and bald. I actually find
gray.
I find bald
Robert
to be very
Sala,
sexy.
What,
very
yes.
sexy.
Him, don't want him to get hair plugs. Harry, no. Please, not Harry. What, William, get your hair plugs. LeBron,
yeah,
get
William,
your hair
get
plugs. So case by case, but if you're rich and you can afford it, come consult with Megan and I, and we will tell you if you should or should not. Robert
this is
Sala,
a service
we are saying, stay away.
This is a service that I have been pleading with. Men, come to us. We will let you know if you should get your hair plugs done. Okay,
yes.
Sorry.
But always go gray. Men, for some reason, just look great gray. I think it like pops the eyes a little bit more. Now, women, it's not really the same. Anyways, back to my moron of the week. The Royals, they were in Boston. They were sitting courtside at a Celtics game. And a reporter asked Boston Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla what he thought of the Royals' attendance at the Celtics game, and this is what he had to say.
Did you get a chance to meet with the royal family? And if not, how was it like having them there in the building?
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph?
The Prince and Princess of Wales.
Oh, no, I did not. I'm only familiar with one royal family. I don't know too much about that one. Thank you.
Thank you? I mean...
That is so incredibly awkward because... As soon as he says,
I think he's serious.
Joseph, the reporter chuckles a little, which is the correct response. You should chuckle a little. He is dead serious.
Yes.
Not a fan of the Royals whatsoever, but a huge God guy.
Wow. I mean, I have never heard of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph referred to as royals.
I'm glad I included Joseph. Sometimes Joseph, I feel bad for. He gets left
a bum deal, gets a bum rap. And you know what? For a man to stand by his wife who says she had been immaculately conceived. Like,
she's like, hey, I'm pregnant. And he's like, what the hell? You cheated on me? It's like, no.
No.
This one was immaculate. Like,
and
God
every other man is out the door. Gone. You know what I do wonder is that, so they were married, right? Mary and Joseph. Why was she still a virgin?
That's a very good question.
I don't know. That's just something, listeners, let us know.
Let us know. It is the holiday season. So, I mean, at this time,
Maybe Mary was on her period. You know, she was just like, who knows? But that's something.
She was cooking. The bun was in the oven this time of year.
Okay. So, Megan, give us your mensch this week. I hope it's you.
Oh, me? Can I pick myself in my mensch? That's
absolutely. I mean, headline.
I was going to do Giannis.
Okay, but headline mensch for. Listen, I have a different mensch. Eddie obviously did too, but we're going in on this as a present to you. Megan, this was your 10th marathon.
And you
ran a sub 3 hour marathon for your first time. I believe it was 2 hours, 56 minutes, and.
56 seconds.
Wow. And the pictures are so amazing. You sent me like a string of them and I feel like I can see when you're like, I'm going to make it.
It was amazing. I've been working towards this goal for a really long time. And I know it sounds so corny, but I said this to my husband when I was in high school, it was like my goal. I want to win state. You know, I want to go on to run in college. And then the college season ends or the high school season ends and it's just over. You either did it or you didn't. But the cool thing about life and setting goals that, you know, don't have those deadlines is you have your whole life to do it. So I wanted to break 3 hours. It all started, and this is a long tangent that probably people don't really care about. The Olympic trials qualifying time for women in the marathon was 2 hours and 45 minutes. And I knew some people who had hit the time and I was really inspired by them. So I said, you know, I really want to get back into it. I want to up my running. I want to see how close I can get. And really, like, the first step in that was breaking 3 hours. And I truly thought I would break it, no problem. Like, oh, yeah, I will be with ease. And it took me 8 years and 10 marathons, but it was worth every second. And the last 2 miles, knowing that I was going to do it, I just kept saying in my head, don't fall. Do not trip. Do not sprain an ankle. Do not fall. You're going to get there. Even if you have to walk, you will get there. And crossing the finish line, it was magical. I'm still on a high from it. And, you know, the thing is I want to go faster.
Oh, I know. You're addicted. This is what happens. But when you are – I'm looking out my window and I see coyote poop. I'm very upset. When you're crossing at 2 hours, 56 minutes, there's, like, no one else there with you.
Oh,
like,
there was a lot of people. And
really?
That was one of the things that was really inspiring as well. So this particular marathon had a 3 hour pace group, which is not normal. Usually they don't have that fast of a pace group. And there was a huge group of us running together. I stayed with the pace group for about 10 miles and then kind of went off on my own. But everybody's running in the group. What's your name? Where are you from? Okay, come on. We're breaking three today. So it was really uplifting and empowering. I ran the last couple of miles with a girl named Liz. She was from Colorado. And we were just the whole way. It was like, we got this. We got this. You know, we weren't having a full-on conversation.
How
we
could you?
So it was cool just to...
I'd be like, Megan, please help. I would be a mess. You'd be dragging me. You'd have to put me in a toboggan and wheel me behind you.
We got lucky. We had great weather. About an hour and a half after I finished, it started pouring. So The weather gods were on our
side. Okay.
The royal family of weather gods.
That's the Megan Fun of Sports mensch of the week. Give us your personal mensch.
My mensch is Giannis because yet again, he just steals the show at a press conference. He is sitting at the podium with Bart Simpson, a stuffed animal.
It's a
animal.
Homer. No, it's a giant Simpson. Homer.
Mm-hmm. A giant Homer Simpson stuffed animal sitting next to him, which makes me laugh because I like to think that Giannis probably just discovered the Simpsons a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And is like, this is great.
There's nothing wrong with that. I love his dad jokes. I love all of it. But he was talking about what would happen on his birthday, and he basically like listed things that maybe his family should get him. And he's got a $1 million smile, so much charisma. And at the end of it, he talked about how he would put his kids to bed and then did a little wink and was like, and you never know what's going to happen at night. I was
hopefully
so-
we'll get a little freaky. He said, hopefully we get a little freaky. And freaky is what CJ and I call it, too. Like, I mean, it's just such a silly thing to, like, it's kind of like a joke thing to call it. But I was like, yeah. Oh, my God, I love, like, he's just the best. He really, like, we don't deserve him. We don't deserve
nobody.
Him.
He's unhateable. He's a total baby face. You just
and you know, and you know who he plays for? My fantasy team, Mather and Mama. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have a lot of heels on that team, so you need Giannis.
Yes, no, I do need, like, a true angel.
I mean, you still have Kyrie, right?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, okay. And I play him. All right. I play him. And Grayson Allen. And Pat Bev. Okay, so he was a mensch of mine this week, so thank you so much for giving him a shout-out. My other mensch, and this came out Thursday, it was my cause, my cleats week. And so a lot of different players were representing causes near and dear to their heart. Damian Harris, a Patriots running back, was not playing, but had cleats made that were supporting with the woman's right to choose and Planned Parenthood in Boston and in like the Northeast in general. I loved this so much. I have never publicly supported a Patriots player, and it took me 0.000 seconds. Like, I went, retweeted it, commented on it, shared it. Like, I have been saying for a while, like, guys, you do such a good job with a lot of these social justice causes, but you really have a blind spot when it comes to your female fans. And this is a tough week for female fans, if you know what I mean. And it felt very genuine. And in the comments that I was reading on his Instagram, almost all of them were supportive. And mm-hmm. so that felt really great. And I loved it top to bottom. And it warmed my heart. And more of that. More of that. It can't just be WNBA players calling for, because this is not something that just affects women too. And I think Damian gets that. But he is my mensch this week.
I also love his teammate Jonathan Jones in the secondary for the Patriots. He's had commercials all over NFL Network for his cause, which is Girl Up. And it's for women or for girls to be more involved in sports and in STEM.
Okay.
So,
the Patriots are freaking girl power. They're the Spice
we
Girls.
We love that. Let's go. Okay.
Gosh. So our prop quiz winner, now no controversy around these, just around me and my results. Prop quiz winner was Joe Dobies. He had 8 right, and he won back-to-back weeks.
Wow.
Okay, but Eddie also put in there that he was one off of winning. So... Okay. So kudos to you, Eddie. And yeah, we'll take a quick break and then we'll be back with NFL news.
Your first bet with Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, it's on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code CZRFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. The first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 rewards credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer. Free stays, game tickets, experiences, and more. And because Caesar plays by the rule, here comes a lengthy, responsible gaming disclaimer. Must be 21 plus. Must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, Utah, and other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, in Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537. Or in Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. In Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. In Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. In Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
All right, everybody, we are back with some NFL news, and I have a little bit of a controversy of my own that I'm dealing with, and I texted you guys about this. There's been rumors swirling around that potentially one Thomas Edward Patrick Brady could end up back in Foxborough for the 2023 season.
Okay. Now, Megan, everything we've discussed today, I'm going to bring back to the Andrew Luck article. Have you read it?
Not yet.
Okay, it's behind the paywall, which I don't like. Okay. It's like, we need to get that. And I was like, I'm not going to pay for this. And
then ESPN Plus?
Yes, and I am a subscriber. I didn't even realize it. Because I'm like, I'm not going to pay for this. I go, well, I guess I already paid. but in it, he really talks about like how to be this like star quarterback. You kind of have to be a monster. Yes. And so, you know, there's some allusions to some other people, which sort of reminded me of certain people, Brady being one of them. And it's like the chips are all in. Now, how we've seen LeBron have a, you know, Cleveland to Miami, back to Cleveland. If these rumors were true and this were to happen, do you think you could welcome him back with open arms?
And that's where I was having a tough time all last week. At first, my initial instincts were absolutely not. No way. You turned your back on me. I don't want you here.
Wow. She said on me, just to clarify, she did not say like all of the Northeast. She said,
yeah, you turned your back on. I took it personal. I really did. You turned your back on me and the rest of the Patriots fans and organization. You turned your back on Bill Belichick, who gave you an opportunity. You turned your back on the Crafts. I thought the whole thing was very disrespectful, especially how he acted after leaving. We've been over this.
Okay, so but I hear a but coming.
And then I was watching Monday Night Football. And Monday Night Football was a dud of a game until it wasn't. And that was when you realize, oh my gosh, if the Bucs get a defensive stop here, they have all of their timeouts left. They're going to give Brady the ball with potentially one timeout and the 2-minute warning. And that's exactly what happened. The defense, credit to them, had an unbelievable stop. And here goes Brady with the ball. He was able to get two plays in before the 2-minute warning and then march down the field to score a touchdown. And they said on the broadcast, this was his 44th come from behind victory. And just the way that he does this and the way he conducts himself down the field, manages the offense with such poise, there was never a doubt for anybody watching that he was going to score a touchdown. And it almost defies logic watching him do this. And I'm watching this bitter. I'm like, oh, of course he's going to do it again. He's so annoying. He's so this. And then there was a light switch that went on that started to be more appreciative. And
because he did it for you for so long.
But to think about really all of us who are football fans able to watch this, and you know, there's a lot of people, oh, they're the next GOAT, they're the next GOAT. I truly don't think we're ever going to see a player that has the clutch gene, if you want to call it, as much as Tom Brady does, who can just do it when it has to be done. And I started thinking, you know, maybe I want him back on the Patriots. And maybe it wouldn't be so bad if everybody just pissed and made up. And
it would be. I mean, that's storybook. And it really is so similar to LeBron. Like, even though LeBron's is, I think, much more personal and was a bigger deal, like, So you were texting, and then I watched a little bit of his press conference. I don't know what, I must have really needed something to do. And he's just still so smug. Like, you know, like he just, like, he comes up to this podium, like, like, given that, y'all see that? But without even any of the humor to that, just like trying to be faux humble. And I'm like, I'm out.
I don't like him as a person. He's changed too much for me. And I don't think I would like jump on the Brady train if he came back. But God, watching Monday night and what he did just again after again after again. And this Bucks team is terrible, but so is the rest of the NFC. And somehow or another, if they ended up in the Super Bowl, I would not be surprised, because Tom Brady is just, he defies logic. He's stupid.
Yeah, I have to be honest. This week, I really hit kind of like a wall with the NFL. I turned it on Sunday morning and I like, there was a, I checked in on Giants Commanders. I felt nothing. And then I was like, you know what? I want to see Deshaun get absolutely wrecked by somebody. So I went over there and I saw a safety hat and I go, this, I actually don't want to see this. And so I turned it away. And then I needed to, like, you know, go take care of my child. So I did that for a little bit. And then there were some afternoon games and it just was, I felt nothing. And then to watch the Colts get just, oh boy, really embarrassed and have it poured on, and have the Cowboys score 33 in the fourth on them. And so some of it is me being selfish and being like, well, my team's not good, so I don't like this anymore. And I still love it. And I know when the playoffs come, it'll be exciting. But like, there's I'm really even struggling to have stories that are reaching me. And like, people are like, Taylor Heineke, like, what a great story. He does nothing for me. Like, I'm just not connecting with anything. And I think it's twofold. I think it's the Colts, and I think it's also Deshaun Watson. And I think it's also that this product is still good, but it's confusing. And
it's very
confusing. And it doesn't feel like, so we see the Vikings lose, and which we kind of knew that they were a foe. So at this point, 49ers, they dominate the Dolphins, who are a good team. So you go, okay, 49ers cranking. Well,
but
Jimmy G
did it without Jimmy G.
Yes. But he breaks his foot and is out for the season. And he's sort of, you know, the eye candy that we really like. So now we've got a third string quarterback in there.
However, there was news yesterday that it is not a Liz Frank. I think I said that right. I don't know if it's Liz Frank, like the doll, right? Or Lisa Frank. That was
Lisa Compétent. You are what the French call les incompetents. That's from Home Alone.
A Liz Franck in three. Okay. It is not one of those. They said that he could return like 6 to 8 weeks. So if they make a playoff push, Jimmy G could be there in the playoff.
But like, he's not even that good either.
That's it.
You know, like, it's like there is a massive difference between Jimmy G and a third stringer. I can admit that. And then Baker Mayfield is waived and is picked up on waivers by the Rams. The Rams are,
terrible.
You know, like, it's a wrap. So it feels like there's just so many teams that it's like, it's over for them. And then the teams that are left in it, I want the Bills to win the Super Bowl. They seem up and down. The Chiefs are obviously so fun. They lose to the Bengals. Like, so I guess it's fun in the sense of no one's undefeated, and it's not like, oh, this is theirs to come away with. There's going to be storylines that continue to develop. I just had a difficult time with this week. I know the last 2 weeks of the season are going to be so fun, and I know the playoffs are going to be so fun, but I'm at this point as a fan where I'm watching my team, who's fully out of it. There's all these other teams that are very much out of it, and it just, it's like, what's the point for them? And so it's like, we're all like keeping this charade up to be like, okay, I don't know. It's kind of, what is it? In NASCAR, when it's like, they all have to race, but only like two of them can win. That's kind of how I feel now. I'm like, well, then what, are we having fun? No.
Well, there's a lot of teams, and I did like this because it is, you know, we talked about this last week. It's in the hunt season. I liked ESPN's graphic was sniffing around, which I like a little better because it's just different, sounds better. And I think there are a lot of teams sniffing around, like the Lions. Who would have thought the Lions would be sort of in the playoff hunt, kind of? They're on a hot streak right now. There's few teams that are completely out of it yet. Your team just happens to be one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm being a bit of a party pooper.
But it is confusing. And I get that because I make my picks every week. And I'm like, I might go 1-12 this week. It's just, it's very easy to go 1-12 because these teams are unpredictable. And this is really what the NFL wants. The Raiders, I thought they were completely dead. The Chargers, I thought were a promising-ish team, even though Dave Dameshek and I broke up with them a couple weeks ago. They won this week, 27-20. The Bills obviously dominated the Patriots. I thought this was a game the Bears would win against the Packers, and Aaron Rodgers has been bad, but I don't know what it is with these teams. Eddie's Giants are really good. I mean, I know they tied this week, but they're a good team. The Jets, they're good.
I know.
It's a very confusing.
No, and I'm happy for these perennial stinkers that are having a good season. And I think that's just what I got to hitch my wagon to now. Got to go look at these underdogs, look at these fun. But it's like, you know, we've been with the Lions since August. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit like, how much can I be with the Lions? Like, I cannot spend 26 weeks with the Lions. That's too much.
But when they beat
time.
The Jaguars, you can because.
Absolutely. I go, thank you very much. Thank you very much for beating that, like that Vidal Sassoon model. Okay. So looking at these lines, you said it's difficult to make these picks. Is there anything that's sticking out to you? I mean, these Ravens are very confusing.
+9 is way too many Bills against Jets. Like, I definitely think the Bills will win, but I think this is a gritty Jets team that will give them a ball game.
That's a lot for a divisional.
It is. So I like that a lot. The only team that is really completely done and out of it is the Texans, and I guess maybe your Colts too. But other than that, it's like every one of these ones is gonna be a game, right?
It's compelling. So I'm gonna get it back up for it. But even like looking at this, the number one team I forget the most, Arizona Cardinals. I always go, oh my God, I forgot they're a team. And it doesn't even like matter who the quarterback is, what's going on. I go, oh, that's right. They leave my brain completely. So I guess that's our NFL coverage. Odell will be finding a home soon. And for Eddie's sake, and I think for I would rather him go to the Giants. I think that feels like the more like wholesome choice.
I just don't want him. I want whoever is going to beat the Eagles in that division, that's where I want Odell to go to, because we cannot have the Eagles. We just can't. I don't want the Eagles coming out of the NFC.
And that's a holdover from when they beat the Patriots.
And it's also just Philly fans. I've had enough.
Okay.
World Series this year.
Yeah, okay. No. They've had a lot. Okay, I do like Nick Sirianni and his kids. And Jalen Hurts. Do you have an MVP?
I like Jalen Hurts.
Do you have an MVP pick?
MVP pick? I mean, it is looking kind of like Jalen Hurts, right? Yeah. I mean, you can't give it to Mahomes. You can't give it to Josh Allen.
No, you absolutely. And unless these last few weeks are like knockdown, drag out, Mahomes has zero issues.
Patrick Mahomes became he already was a father, but he added
dad,
his family.
A little baby boy.
And then also just pour one out for Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, this guy, thank God he's hot, because he's really had the worst luck out of anybody. He's Brady's backup. Everybody thinks he's going to take over as a starter. He doesn't. And then he's, you know, the shoulder injury, the year of Deflategate, breaking, you know, an ACL injury, now breaking the foot. I just feel so bad for him.
This offer still stands. Please come and rehab at my house if you want to. I'll stretch you.
Or mine.
Or Megan's Airbnb. Yeah, she has two homes. Wow, pick her. Okay, let's take a quick break, and then we'll be back with the rest of our stories. Okay, we are back. The NBA, my son watched a full Lakers game last night. I'm very upset. We're not supposed to be doing screen time, and he watches the Lakers lose to the Cavs. I go, this is terrible parenting. But at halftime, I did get to watch Kenny push Shaq into a Christmas tree. A giant, so they're running to the big board. Kenny elbows him out of the way. Shaq goes flying for a big man and lands in this giant Christmas tree next to a Santa bag that says Shaq-a-Claws. And I am watching it going, these are the greatest comedians of our time. This is the greatest television show. And I know we're supposed to be talking about like NBA storylines. They're my favorite NBA storyline though.
They're the best. And the best part about that is it wasn't rehearsed. That really happened. I mean, if it was a flop, I know he has experience flopping from here and there, but it looked like a tough push there. I love these guys. That show will never get old. I do oftentimes get mad when there is no woman included in a sports show, but this one doesn't bother me as much.
The Tuesday crew is usually Candace, Adam Lefkoe, Dwayne Wade. So I don't know. CJ and I were last night. We're like, where are they? Maybe for the holidays. They're like, we got to bring in Shaq-a-Claws. Okay. A huge weekend in college football. A lot of clarity happened. The playoff is now set. Georgia sitting at number one, the obvious number one, just been so dominant. Michigan at number two, who did beat my Boilers in the Big Ten championship. And they kept cutting to the crowd, and I go, look at all these dorks. And I mean dorks from both sides. It was the dork bowl. TCU, despite losing, is at number three.
But we're okay with them losing because them losing meant Ohio State gets in at number four, and that means that Purdue is going to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena in your backyard, and you could potentially go.
I think I should go, right?
You have to go, right? This is the last time the Rose Bowl is really the Rose Bowl because the college football playoff is going to expand and it will be a part of it. So you got to go.
All right. I'll look up tickets. I mean, it's 20 minutes away from me. What are we doing here? Okay. Why am I trying to look up tickets while we're recording? You can't do this. Okay. I do think, so it's going to be Ohio State versus Georgia. That will be the Peach Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, TCU versus Michigan. They did not want Michigan and Ohio State playing again, so I think that's how the breakdown in rankings went.
Yes.
I do have to say, I think the biggest story coming out of college football this week, though, was Deion Sanders leaving Jackson State to take the head coaching job at Colorado. And I mean it's the biggest story because this transcends sports. I see people that I never see talking about sports weighing in on this. He has now left an HBCU where I believe he was for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And people have a lot of opinions. People are feeling abandoned. People are feeling like he sold them out in some way. I am very much on Deion's side. And I've talked to a bunch of people. I reached out to a friend who went to an HBCU who I was like, just what do you feel? And he goes, I will tolerate no Deion slander. And I thought he was going to come not happy with Deion. But he did help open my eyes to the fact Deion has given so much to this school, to this program. And he said, I got to take my staff someplace else and get them paid. And some of the players are transferring. Also, Deion did not have to do this. It's not like he's signed into some community service program. He didn't even go to an HBCU. Like, he doesn't need any money. He did it because he wanted to elevate the specific program and HBCUs nationwide, which I do think he accomplished. And now he is going to go to another place. It does ring difficult because it almost is like, damn, this is what black coaches have to do. Like, Deion's more qualified than Jeff Saturday at this point. Like,
absolutely. And he's going
to a 1-11 program. He's going to one of the stinkiest programs in the country, and people are mad at him. And it's like, you don't think there's black players at Colorado? You don't think he's going to recruit guys out of situations and make their life better? He's going to bring Deion.
He will continue to live out his message, and he will make Colorado better, which is good for the Pac-12 because they are losing USC and UCLA, which have been historic programs in the Pac-12. So this is very good for the Pac-12. And a lot of guys want to go play for Deion Sanders. And plus, he's going to bring some of his current players with him. And they're going to transfer. And that's no problem. So Deion, we are on your side. We are supporting you. I do want to get your thoughts on the college football playoff. Because looking at these teams, Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and Ohio State, I hate every single one of them except for TCU. Probably, if I had to do like a hate ranking, it would probably go Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, and then TCU.
Wow.
So I'm cheering for Ohio State to beat Georgia And then I'm cheering for TCU to beat Michigan. And then we could have TCU, Ohio State. And I will root hard for TCU because I hate Ohio State. But I really hate Georgia.
I'm just really shocked that you have no Big Ten allegiance. Because I go, look at these two Big Teners. Like, we're not there. You went to a dork Big Ten school. I went to a dork Big Ten school. We got a dork Big Ten school in there that, you know, does act like they're better than us. But I go, okay, you're not. You know, you're not better than us. And so I'm happy to see two Big Ten schools.
I think I'm just so jealous that I can't root for Harbaugh either. I can't do it. No chance I'm rooting for Harbaugh. And then Ohio State, I know he's not there anymore, but the program is synonymous with Urban Meyer. And I know
I think they got an annulment.
And I've been to Ohio State games. And what's weird to me, I know our producer here, Eddie, who we love, roots for a team. Like, he didn't go to school at Notre Dame. He roots for Notre Dame. And I think that's totally fine because I also used to root for Notre Dame and didn't go to Notre Dame. But I hate how the whole state of Ohio just adopts Ohio State as their team. Come on. Like, wow. You know, just Bengals, the Cavaliers, the Browns, like something, you know, there's other teams.
I care more
about Ohio State than they do their NFL teams.
1,000%. I know a lot of Ohio State fans that I really like. And so I know there's really annoying ones, but I do end up rooting for them. Why do you hate Georgia?
They won too much. I've had enough. And also Kirby Smart, another guy. Hello, hair plugs. God, he is a terrible rug. He has a terrible toupee. Worse than Harry's toupee. Awful.
I do love that this 35-year-old quarterback is a Heisman finalist, though. It gives me hope. Ridiculous. I go, I'm going to go back. I have 5 years of eligibility. I'm going to go back and be maybe a long snapper and try and make the Heisman as a 36-year-old mom because he is really – he's giving us all hope.
I said it before. You never have to give up on your goals because now college never ends, you know? Keep going. You can all break three. There you go.
Van Wilder's going to win the Heisman. This is inspiring stuff. Okay. Quickly to baseball. Aaron Judge, congrats, as we mentioned.
It's hot stove season, baby. Yes. The winter meetings are going on and we are all waiting. We saw Brian Cashman signed a 4-year extension with the Yankees. Justin Verlander to the Mets. This is big. Kate Upton in New York.
Verlander, I mean, a Hall of Famer, like one of a true pitching great. And when news about him breaks, all I think about is his hot wife. I texted my friend who loves the Mets. I go, you're getting Kate Upton. And he was like, I am in love with Kate Upton. Like,
and this came in perfect time because it was just a day after Jacob DeGrom signed with the Texas Rangers. And I did feel bad for Mets fans after they lost DeGrom. But look, you got Verlander, so... At least you didn't get rid of Jose Abreu and get nothing back for him. I don't feel bad for you anymore.
Okay, wow. So a lot of moves happening in baseball. It honestly, sadly for them, baseball ends up being kind of more exciting right now than it is like in the dredges of summer.
I agree with that.
That should be a reflection that maybe Bud Selig looks in the mirror on that. Is that who's still the...
Manfred. Isn't it Manfred? Manfred,
yeah.
But yeah. Bud Selig, you know, he's also in Baseball Hall of Fame. There's talks. I was reading an article about like who would be inducted to the Baseball Hall of Fame this year. And halfway through the article, I just realized that
I don't care.
I
don't care. I really don't. I don't.
I know that's bad. I do want to go to Cooperstown. I do respect the Hall of Fame.
But speaking of Bonds, Clemens, Schilling did not get in. No. So pouring one out for them. Megan, I think that is all of our stories. Just a quick hit. The preseason NCAA basketball number one, North Carolina, has fallen out of the top 25. But this is like, we're in December. They could really use this to rally and get into the March Madness as like still a 4 seed and make a run for it. So
they could. I also love how, you know, Coach K retired last year, and I hate Coach K. We've been over this before, and he hasn't showed up at a lot of games yet. But Roy, he retired, and Roy's at almost every game just sitting in the stands being Roy, and no one gives him a hard time, and I don't give him a hard time either because I love Roy. But it's just, it is a little bit of an oxymoron there, and I am critical of myself for not giving Roy a hard time, but giving Coach K a hard time.
Because Roy has fun outfits. And so he's like, I need to go because I've got fits to show off. Like, yeah. I can't be wearing a head-to-toe baby blue plaid suit at an Applebee's. I got to go to the game. You could. I would. I mean,
yeah, but
get some waitresses looking at you. But mm-hmm. Coach K, what does he have? Like a half zip?
Another guy needs hair plugs. He's good on the dye, but, you know, the plugs would have
helped. his hair dye is so funny.
Okay, so that Megan. Is the theme of our show. If you need a consultant on whether you should or should not get hair plugs, please contact us here over at Megan.
And if you can't reach us, you should get them. Megan, congrats again on your sub 3 hour. I am so, so proud of you. And I can't wait for you to give birth and compare marathon running to giving birth, because I've heard giving birth is worse.
Okay. I'm very excited to do so.
I need you to get knocked up now. Eddie, thank you so much. I mean, God is opening doors and closing windows all over your life, Eddie. You know, you're getting good, you're getting bad, and you're really rolling with the punches. And one of those punches is having to listen to Megan and I. And thank you all so much for listening and being here. And we'll see you again next week.
Bye-bye.